Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center at 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Thursday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. Yesterday was AEW Dynamite, and a lot happened on the show. I thought the show was largely excellent, although I did have a couple of qualms. Maybe qualm is the wrong word, but we'll give you the big stories coming out of the show later on here today. We got lineups for the Collision and Rampage show, as well as SmackDown on Friday. And, of course, all of the news. Roadblock ratings from the NXT show on Wednesday. Mike Tyson. I still can't believe. We don't talk about a lot of MMA and that sort of thing, but Mike Tyson is going to fight Jake Paul in July. Mike Tyson is going to fight Jake Paul in July. He's 58 years old. It's 2024. So we'll tell you about that, as well as more on Sting's retirement. Kevin Nash, of course, said that he was asked about attending Sting's final match. WWE told him no. That's what Kevin Nash said. And meanwhile, Lex Luger asked WWE, and they said yes. They had a couple of requirements, but he was there, as we talked about a couple of days ago. We'll talk about business for that show, as well as AEW Big Business, which is coming up here in a week, and a bunch of other news as well. We will open with the Daniel Rodimer story, another horrible story involving pro wrestling, and he has turned himself in, wanted for murder. He, of course, a former Tough Enough contestant, and had worked some matches for WWE. So a lot to get into after the break. Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Daniel Rodimer has turned himself into the Clark County Detention Center in Nevada after a warrant was issued for his arrest earlier on Wednesday. Daniel Rodimer, Tough Enough Season 4 contestant, later wrestled under the name Dan Rodman on house shows and several episodes of Heat. Warrant issued in relation to the homicide of a 47-year-old Christopher Tapp at Resorts World Las Vegas, October 29, 2023. Tapp's cause of death, blunt force trauma to the head. The Vegas police released a statement saying a suspicious death was now being investigated as a homicide. Update, suspect identified. Through the course of the investigation, homicide detectives were able to identify 45-year-old Daniel Rodimer as the suspect in this case. On November 22, 2023, Las Vegas homicide was made aware of a suspicious death occurred October 29, 2023, Las Vegas Boulevard. Medical personnel responded to a call for service regarding a male, later identified as 47-year-old Christopher Tapp, suffering from injuries as a result of a purported accident. Tapp was transported to the hospital, was later pronounced deceased. Through the course of the suspicious death investigation, homicide detectives learned Tapp was in an altercation inside a room at a resort before being transported to the hospital. Clark County Coroner's Office has ruled Tapp's death a homicide. And, of course, they say anybody with any information, et cetera, et cetera. So the thing with this story is this all happened at a party, and there were multiple witnesses, and the witnesses, I mean, they were texting each other about what happened. The police ended up with the text messages, and it was made very clear that according to the witnesses, there was an issue, and Rodimer stormed into the room and brutally beat Tapp. So, you know, this is appears to be a lot of evidence here, but of course, we'll see what happens. Rodimer wrestled with WWE 2004 to 2007, following season 4 of Tough Enough. One point, there were plans for him to be involved with Edge and Randy Orton as a member of Rated RKO, Stephanie was very high on him. He was 6'7 and 300, blonde, and I thought, man, this guy is a can't miss. And in fact, he did miss. And then he ran for political office, and we talked about it. Well, Dave did on the show. I never actually saw the commercials, but
they were goofy.
This was an example of a total worker trying to work people as he ran for office. Fake Southern accent, which he never had before.
Carpet bagged his accent. That was something else.
So, yeah, that's the update. Another horrible pro wrestling story. Well, as if we haven't had enough of those.
An update to that update, which is he's walking around because
he did post bail.
Yeah, he turned himself into the Las Vegas Metro Police and then posted the $200,000 or whatever percentage he needed to post of that bond to get out. So there you go.
So that's the story. And when we hear more, we'll let you know. But walking the streets right now. Walking the streets. All right. Well, we got a lot to talk about here today. And a lot of it involves AEW.
It's amazing what happens when you have money, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
You can hit that bail that a lot of other people wouldn't.
Well, actually, the bail wasn't even that high. I forget what the number was, but it was like $20,000 or something like that.
Well, that's it.
It wasn't like $1 million.
No, $200,000 bond. If you had to post 10%, there you go. So it's just, it's wild.
Well, I would say that Dynamite had some real highs. I would not say it had any real lows. There was nothing that I would say would be really low. But there were a couple of things. And I may as well get out of the way first. Hey, if you want to turn the show off, do it. But it's a broken record. Dude, we need to sell some tickets. It's like, it's so glaring when you look at how successful Sunday's pay-per-view was. Dude, that pay-per-view did so well. They sold so many pay-per-views. They sold so many tickets. Everybody is raving about the show. It was like way, way up here. And then we got Collision tonight, which is like at 1,400 tickets. 1,400 tickets.
I don't know at that level. Yes, it would help if you announced matches for sure, but my God, 1,400 is a surprise. That is exceptionally low to me. Just, I don't know. That stands out like a sore thumb.
Well, it does. But I mean, they have not been doing, for television, their numbers are not good.
No.
It's like their pay-per-views do great, and then there's the next day. And yes, I know next week is doing well, okay? But it's at, you know, I think a little over 6,000. And fact of the matter is, they've been promoting it forever. And there's really only two options. Number one, Mercedes doesn't mean all that much. She obviously means something for her debut in Boston. But it's not like, you know, you're doing 16,000 or anything close. So either she doesn't mean all that much, or people haven't gotten the hint with the B-O $ T-O-N. It's one or the other, okay? And the thing yesterday that that I just could not understand is, why couldn't you advertise that you signed Okada and he was going to debut on the show? I know the angle, okay? I watched the angle. I liked the angle, okay? But you could have done the exact same angle if you would have advertised that Okada was debuting on the show. And in fact, the angle probably would have been a little bit better, because if you had the Young Bucks beating up Eddie Kingston and everybody knew that Okada was debuting on the show and they started chanting for Okada, first off, the pop would have been bigger when the coin dropped. And then it actually would have been more surprising probably when he ended, like, they could have done the exact same angle. And if you would have announced week or two in advance that Okada was going to be on the show, you'd have done way more than 3,000 tickets for the show. You probably would have done a better rating for the show. I can't think of any conceivable reason why the Okada debut had to be a surprise. And honestly, at this point, with 6,000, almost 7,000 tickets out, whatever the exact number is for Big Business, I don't have any idea why you haven't just told people Mercedes is coming next week. Because Mercedes did an interview, and I think even she thinks that they should be announcing she's going to be there, because she, in the interview, basically said, I've been working on some big business. Like, I don't know, man.
Well,
if it works, it works. CM Punk thing worked. It worked brilliantly. 16,000, 17,000, whatever they did for his, it worked great. Okay? This one hasn't worked like that. So we even said going in, like, they're probably going to do the CM Punk thing. Okay? If they do 8, 12, whatever thousand tickets, it's working. Okay? If they don't do that, then hey, go whatever, but, you know, a week or two before, announce it. Sell some tickets. And I don't want to hear that I'm the bad guy. I don't want to hear this. I've been hearing this from multiple people there. Why aren't we advertising stuff? Why aren't we selling tickets to these shows? Collision is today. They had zero matches for Collision until yesterday. Zero. Yesterday, when we did this show, they had zero matches announced for a show they wanted to sell tickets to on Thursday. I don't care if you think it's a broken record. I don't care if you want to turn the show off. Like, something's going on here. Clearly, they're doing fine on pay-per-view, partially because they're announcing cards far in advance. Look at the lineup for this pay-per-view. It's not official, but this April pay-per-view, we got Bryan Danielson and Will Ospreay. We got Okada and Eddie Kingston. Like, dude, they're going to sell a ton of tickets, and they're going to do a ton of buys. You could do that for television. I don't know why they don't. I don't have an answer to this question. But it's frustrating to me because there's 1,400 tickets for a Collision show today. 1,400. The wrestlers deserve better. The fans want to know so they can go to the show. I don't get it. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
We're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Just read.
And responded.
I did. I went in there. What am I doing? Why do I bother?
Because you feel strongly about it, boss.
That's the key. That's the key when people get mad at me that makes me even more mad. It's so. Like, I love AEW. You realize that?
Oh, yeah,
I'm the guy that people used to say was paid by Tony Khan.
I know.
And there's nothing worse than me. Remember those, it used to be like a meme? I don't know what it was, but it was like, everything is fine!
Oh, yes, with the dog and the fire in the
whatever,
background and
whatnot. I'm sick of hearing everything is fine. Everything isn't fine. And if I dare talk about how it's not fine, I get blowback. I want it to be better, okay? I want it to be better. It happened to me personally, too. Like, the last time they ran Seattle, it was like, it was the same thing. It was, should I even go to Collision? I don't know anything about this show. It was like, what am I doing? It's.
Look, I know.
And you know why? You know, also, it's frustrating. Okay.
All right. I'll sit back.
So, listen, they had a period with a bunch of injuries, okay? Bunch of people hurt, bunch of people out, okay? There's nothing you can do about that, okay? There's just nothing you can do about that. But, like, I see 1400 for Collision, and my blood boils because this is not a situation where there's nothing that can be done about that, okay? And there's people in the company. Everybody has great ideas. Everybody has great ideas, and the great ideas aren't being done, okay? We still don't have, at the very least, okay, we don't know the lineup for Collision. But you know what? Who's going to be on the show? We'll tell you 2 weeks in advance. These people will be there. I don't know what matches are going to be. Fine, but these are the people that will be there. Okay? Here's a big dark match you're going to see that you can only see if you go live. Hasn't happened. I mean, there's so much stuff that could make this all better. And it's just, we keep doing the same thing. Like, a year ago, 2 years ago, said this on the chat. If I told you 2 years ago, in March of 2024, the greatest wrestler in the world, who, by the way, isn't right now, it's Will Ospreay, but still, at the time, the greatest wrestler on earth, Okada, is going to leave New Japan. He's going to debut in AEW, but he's going to debut unadvertised on a Dynamite that draws 3,000 fans. You would have said, dude, get out of here. Like, why do you have to be so negative? That's what you would have said a year ago, 2 years ago. Well, now it's happening, and people are like, is that bad, 3,000? Well, yeah, same market, same show, Dynamite, in the same 5,000 last time, over 5,000. They're down 2,000. Advertise Okada.
Coming
advertise stuff. That's
a lot of.
Why am I a bad guy? I don't get it. I don't get it.
I will just say I'm not in their sales and marketing department, but a lot of things what we talk about when it comes to them is sales and marketing and advertising, and why are they not as big as WWE right now? Why do their guys, they don't have stars.
They don't even need to be as big as WWE. Yes, they need to be as big as they were.
But hear me out.
They should be doing 5,000 for Dynamite.
No, what they, yes, they should be. And what they also should be doing is you have three debuts all coming in close proximity to each other with two arguably of the best wrestlers in the world, and I'm not insulting Mercedes Moné into this, because certainly as far as fans go here and as far as name value goes, Mercedes Verando or whatever her real name is, the Mandalorian fans will know that, but everybody else will know Sasha Banks and all that. Why are these three, when wrestling is hot right now, with WWE being hot, which means wrestling is hot to the mainstream, with Mania season taking place, with the fact that these three people are coming in, why are you not getting these people onto more mainstream shows, because that will not hurt. You can have as many great matches in the world with as many great wrestlers as you want, but if the product's not hot, you have to get it hot, and you have to get people invested into believing that these people they're going to see are stars. And unfortunately, they don't have that credibility right now because they don't have a flashlight on them wherever they go, being treated like a lot of the WWE talent is. And I'm not saying do everything the exact same way, but if ESPN is being dominated by WWE right now, can you use CBS Sports Network or your NFL or do something? Why have, again,
well,
Osprey,
listen,
Okada, Monet, they should be advertised in a more mainstream way.
You know what? You're not wrong, but, okay, let's say that they get these people over in the mainstream exactly as you said. How does that help if I don't know if they're going to be on the show? Everyone is talking about what a stacked episode of Dynamite it was last night, which is true. It was a great show. It was full of stars. The roster is incredible. I can go through this report. They didn't advertise Swerve. They didn't advertise Samoa Joe. They didn't advertise Taven and Bennett and Adam Cole and Wardlow. They didn't advertise Hook. They didn't advertise Brian Cage. They didn't advertise the best friends, Killswitch, Daddy Magic, Kyle O'Reilly. They did announce Riho and Statlander. Didn't announce Switchblade. Didn't announce Darby. Didn't announce Mark Briscoe. Didn't announce House of Black. Like, it doesn't matter if these people are over. If you're in the area, you didn't know any of this stacked roster was going to be on the show. So what good does it do to send Swerve to whatever? I don't know if they're going to be on the show or not. They don't tell me.
Yeah,
that's
Brian,
the bigger problem.
I know, but you're right. That is there are two levels to this problem that we're talking about here. And I don't mean to be, I don't want to battle it or anything like that. But with Swerve's story, you know it, right? You know everything he's been through. You know his military background. You know the independent wrestling that he's done. You know his outside interests, like when it comes to hip-hop. You know this stuff. Everybody should know this stuff. I heard Swerve out in doing mainstream things more a couple years ago when he signed. Why are we not hearing more about this dude? You know, MJF, they did a good job taking his outside things that he did, and they were rolling with him pretty good, even though the Devil storyline sucked. You know, he was out there. Well, now he's hurt. He can't be out there. Use some other people and get them out there. It does not hurt. And when you're right now at the level that you're at, where we have to talk about these things, there should be extra care taken to get these people, your top people, into as many places in the media as possible. And I know a lot of it is fake and all that sort of stuff, and we get driven nuts when WWE does it, but you know what? It's kind of what you have to do, because you're not going to have, look, there are going to be outlets that they're relatively shut out from. ESPN, they're relatively shut out from. You know, the Pat McAfee show, they're relatively shut out from. When Dan Le Batard talks about it, when it comes to sports, who's he talking about? He's talking about WWE. They have got to get the AEW name back out there, and they have got to, again, put some shine on all of these people, as well as doing what you're saying.
Sting's retirement match. According to Venues Now, the show at the Greensboro Coliseum brought in more than $1 million in gate revenue, 16,118. The average ticket price, $55. $349,000 in merchandise sales. Average spend of $21.64. $306,000 spent on concessions. This thing can be way bigger than it is.
Hey, look, we'll
this
see
is
what
proof
happens.
Right here.
We'll see what happens when it comes to these pay-per-views and adding on so many of them. But when it comes to the big show, as we have said over and over, no matter the build on television, when it comes to what they get in pay-per-view buys, what they get when it comes to the gate and what they get when it comes to those people who step through the gate spending money, it is fantastic. Again, can they now, with so many pay-per-views, are they going to be able to continue in the same way? Obviously, they hope so. You know, that's where attendance is going to be the issue. Again, the fans that go are going to spend money. I think people are going to sit home and have no problem, even if you lose 40,000, 100,000, you know, six more months out of the year, you know, that's going to be enough to cover that. But what is the atmosphere going to be like? Because, again, there is no reason that they should be getting 1,400s for a collision. I'm just sorry. At AEW's point, with what they spend on everything that they have, I'm sorry, maybe it's just my age, but I get those WCW flashbacks too much, and I know it's not the same thing, because as long as Tony Khan has money, this promotion can exist. But still, it is not a great atmosphere when you have 1,400 coming off of watching 16,000 in Charlotte. There's got to be a happier medium.
Mercedes on the Kick Rocks podcast.
That's what she should tell you.
Was asked about, dude, I'm on her side about advertising her for next week.
Hater.
She was asked about upcoming things she might be doing. She says, "I've been making some really big moves, big business moves.
Well, she's
and
the boss.
Big money moves.
She's Monet.
Okay, so you haven't figured out big business yet, which I know some.
Well, I mean, be honest though, how many tickets were going to be sold off of Mercedes Monet's name, Sasha Banks?
Well, the funny thing is, we don't know because they won't say her name.
How many have been sold?
I don't know. There's 6,000.
Okay, so whatever they do for, what have they been doing for regular shows? About 2,000, 3,000?
Well, obviously
so
they're doing better, yeah.
So she was worth about 3,000 tickets right there. You know, her name alone probably could have done sold out New Japan show that she appeared at last year. But look, I just, because we talked about this leading in, because the specter of Okada debuting was, well, if ticket sales aren't going good, you can announce Okada to debut there as well as then feature Mercedes Monet. Now, obviously, they can't do that anymore. But to me, and this is nothing against her because I like her, how many people was she really going to draw off of just her name in a building that size? That was cojones to think that.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So this is an odd story. So Kevin Nash claimed that he asked WWE to attend Sting's final match. And he says that because of his positioning within WWE, quote, I couldn't even be there if I went in the crowd. That's what Kevin Nash said. Lex Luger, however, who has the same deal that Nash has, Luger said, and DDP, that WWE told them they could attend the show, but requested they not be on camera. And so, they were there. So I don't know what's going on here, but Luger was definitely there, and WWE gave him permission. And as it notes here, you know, I guess Luger could clarify, but he didn't even say they demanded he not be on camera. They just said they requested he not be shown. So, anyway, he was there.
Yeah, well, considering how they treated that man on that old WWE Confidential show way back when after Elizabeth passed away, I wouldn't say that man couldn't do anything, especially in the condition that he's in right now, too. But I don't know. And maybe there's possibly the reason why. Maybe they do want to do something with Lex Luger, so they may have not taken as hard of an edge with Lex Luger because maybe they do want to induct him into the Hall of Fame or something like that. I don't know. But there you go.
I wonder what would happen if they put Luger in the Hall of Fame and requested Sting induct him. Wonder if AEW would let. I bet AEW would let Sting do it.
I think they would too, and I think under the circumstances, you know, you want to talk about a no-win for Tony Khan because they're going to be the same trolls that are out there if he lets them do it that say, well, you wouldn't get anything from them. Hell, you didn't even bother to ask for the footage. That's how, you know, you keep getting treated. But then if he doesn't let him go, I mean, my God, you know, you look like a monster in that case, so. You know, it's a really, again, he's in a no-win position there, you know, but I think to be on the right side of history, I think you let Lex Luger, especially in his condition, go do something like that, or let Sting go do that for a friend of his.
So the Dynamite show had a lot going on and a lot of announcements. So it appears that the main event of the next pay-per-view is going to be Swerve and Samoa Joe for the title. And next week, it is going to be Joe versus Wardlow for the title. I suppose it's possible Wardlow wins, but I would be surprised. I certainly would not say it's impossible, but I would be surprised. And as far as Swerve, I mentioned on the show last night, and boy, people got really mad at my prediction. My prediction was that that Adam Cole was going to be the man to beat Swerve. That's what I predicted. And people were furious about that. Because how, what? Listen, it's just a prediction, first off. You don't have to get mad about it. But why did I predict that? Well, I'll tell you. So, I don't know this 100%, but I'm pretty confident that the whole MJF Adam Cole storyline was going to culminate at World's End with Adam Cole beating MJF for the title. And Adam Cole, of course, got injured, which screwed everything up. And as a result of that, MJF was always going to lose at World's End. And so with Adam Cole out of the picture, Samoa Joe got the title. Okay? Now, if you have watched AEW from day one, which I have, look at like the Chris Statlander deal, and you know it's been multiple times. Tony has a plan for somebody to be champion, and an injury or whatever occurs, and as soon as they're able to go, he goes right back to whatever his plan was. We've seen this countless times, okay? Countless times. So I don't know when Cole's going to be back. I mean, timing-wise, my prediction may not work out because I think Will Ospreay should win the AEW title at Wembley, okay? But if he can be back at some point soon, I think that they're going to go with Adam Cole. And whatever the long term was with Adam Cole and MJF after Adam Cole won the title, I think he's going to go back to whatever his plan was. That's why I made that prediction. Now, obviously, if there's not time, then I think that Swerve will probably beat Joe. And then at Wembley, now you've got kind of a weird situation because it would be babyface versus babyface. Because Swerve, 100%, for all of you that told me that Swerve was already a babyface, he wasn't, because he actually did his babyface turn last night. And now he is a babyface. And, of course, Will Ospreay should be your top babyface. So, I mean, you could do babyface at Wembley if you wanted. Or, you know, Swerve gets his run. Cole ends his title run. And then you do Cole and Ospreay at Wembley. And Ospreay wins the title. I'm just telling you what I think, okay? You don't have to get mad about it. Just giving you my educated speculation based on watching Tony Khan book for the last 4 or 5 years. Next week, as noted, it is Samoa Joe and Wardlow. And man, I do have to say, that opening segment was the most WWE segment I've ever seen in my life. They literally had Swerve and Samoa Joe come out, and they set up an impromptu match. The only thing we were missing was Adam Pearce or Teddy Long to say, "This match is official." And then what was the match? Two singles guys versus the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Champions. Well, and essentially one guy beat them both all by himself. That was a total WWE segment if I ever saw one.
They had it with Tony Schiavone. He played that role.
He did.
There, didn't he?
Tony Schiavone played Teddy Long. Other notes on the show. We had Hook and Brian Cage for the FTW title. And my presumption is that they're doing this AEW tag team tournament for the vacant titles. And my presumption is that Chris Jericho and Sammy Guevara were going to be a team. And Sammy is currently suspended. And so Jericho needs a new partner. And so they set up an angle where his partner will be Hook. So Jericho and Hook fighting for the AEW tag team title, which is great for Hook. So,
is the FTW title the tribute hardcore title, really, when
of
it gets
course.
Down to it at the end of the day?
Of course. It's FTW rules and all those matches. So they set that up. Here's another one, by the way. Here's another one. I don't want to get back to it again, but I didn't know Christian was going to be on the show. I didn't know Nick Wayne was going to be on the show. I didn't know Shayna and everybody else. I understand maybe wanting to do a surprise with Adam Copeland, but my God, the more I look at the show, I'm like, they didn't advertise anybody. The show was so stacked, and it was a complete mystery going in. So Edge returned, Adam Copeland, and he beat everybody up, and Christian's crew chased him out of the building, and they announced March 20th in Toronto, it will be I Quit, Copeland versus Christian, for Christian's title. So I give them credit. Thank God you've announced that in advance. Plug the hell out of it over the next couple of weeks. It's Toronto, for God's sake. And you know what happens when AEW goes to Canada?
What's that?
Not good. They should do fine in Toronto, hopefully.
Change the title.
Well, of course they're going to change the title. It's long since time.
Hope so.
Yes.
And then we get a mother shirt? No.
A mother shirt.
Somebody said, "Am I going to get new one? Shayna Wayne gear and some new Shayna Wayne merchandise here, so you can have that mother drip hanging off of him every show."
Shayna is so tall. God, and then she wears those heels.
It's great. I mean, She strikes a presence out there, does she not?
My wife is exactly the same height as me, okay? And so, like, every now and then we'll go somewhere, and she decides she's going to wear these. She doesn't wear heels, but she wears, like, shoes with a high heel, like
platform.
A big square heel, yeah. Or whatever. I'm always looking up at her, and I'm like, okay, you're now 4 inches taller than me. But then I think about Buddy, and it's like, this happened to him every day, but she was a foot taller.
Well, that's...
because Buddy was 2 inches shorter than I am, and she is at least 6'2", 6'3", and she does wear 6-inch heels. So, you know, Buddy and Shayna, it was like Andre and Mean Gene. It's just like...
He was a big climber.
Speaking of climbers... You know what else I didn't know was going to be on the show, but was Darby Allin.
Well.
And they had a bizarre little segment with Darby and Switchblade where the build for this match next week was Switchblade was like, nah, you don't want to wrestle me. Let's not do it. Let's go party in the back. I was like, that's the build to this match. And then Darby was like, I don't buy the hype. Prove it next week. And he whispered something to Switchblade. And we don't even know what he whispered.
Of course Darby doesn't buy the hype. He's been watching Jay White on AEW television since he debuted there.
That is exactly what he said. He goes, you were a multi-time IWGP heavyweight champion. You won the, I think he said the G1, whatever he said. But he goes, what have you done since you've come here? Played with a cardboard cutout? And I was like, well.
Yeah, and look, it has not been all bad for Jay White there, but losing Juice Robinson really did hurt the act, and then the fact that he's been languishing in what he's been doing, not that he hasn't been entertaining at times, but like, come on here, let's do something with this dude.
What did he say? Oh, you may have been in the Tokyo Dome twice. Yeah, not the G1. Then we had, they're announcing a match. It's the House of Black versus Mark Briscoe and Jay Lethal and Jeff Jarrett.
My new favorite team ever.
For Saturday. And they are strongly, this will end with fire. I don't know if they're going to do the fire spot on Collision or if they're going to do the fire spot at the pay-per-view. But they are absolutely doing fire.
Maybe they can throw my memories of the House of Black in there and then just, you know, light those on fire. This is not, it's amazing. Julia Hart is going to come out of that foursome the best at the end of the day. And I know this is probably going to end with Mark Briscoe going through fire because he's Mark Briscoe, but like, no. I'd like to see Jeff Jarrett, Mark Briscoe, and Jay Lethal win.
And then the main event was Will Ospreay and Kyle Fletcher, which was absolutely fantastic for the 9 minutes before my DVR cut off. What happened to Tony telling us about the overrun? Luckily, they put it up on YouTube. So I was able to watch the end. And the match was unbelievable. Unbelievable. And Will is hurt. Think about that. So the booking, if you want to call it that, is that they had a fantastic match, and then Bryan Danielson came out and looked at Will Ospreay. And you don't mean much more than that. They're going to do that match at the pay-per-view.
Well, yeah, and they at least were very smart about that, having that air right in the background as they were staring each other down. Don't forget, coming up in St. Louis, I believe that it is, and hype the date and all that.
You know, I got to say, this Bryan Danielson is just driving me absolutely nuts.
It's the hair, isn't it?
No, it's the fact that, like, he's doing all of his dream matches, and they're all awesome. But he's not winning anything. It's like... The simplest thing to do if you really want to get everybody over is, like, win some big ones and then put people over. Instead, he skipped the win the big one part and just goes and puts everybody over.
I think you just need to put that away because we were talking about that with him in WWE, and it's great that you put Drew Gulak over, but then what? I get it, but that's just what he's going to be now.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Attention homeowners, it's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. If you listen to the Brian, Vinny, Craig, Sean, Granny show on Tuesday, first off, if you didn't, it's up at WrestlingObserver.com, and what in God's name are you waiting for?
Really?
That was actually a great show, if I do say so myself. Especially getting a chance to talk about... Anyway. Part of the show was a contest. Guess the surgery that Vinny recently got. His psoriasis surgery. And I can alert you all that for the first time since his surgery, he will be driving over here tonight. That's a lot of sitting in the car.
He's got a donut, doesn't
he? And he's going to be in a bad mood, I think. So that'll be awful fun to review NXT with him in that mood. Although NXT was better, except for Lyra and Tatum. Last week, it was like a three-way tie for the worst storyline in all of pro wrestling, all of which were on NXT. This week, it's far and away Lyra and Tatum. I wasn't even really that mad about the Beauty Queen because she agreed to wrestle this week. And they're doing a storyline where if she beats Gigi Dolin, she's going to teach her how to be a lady.
That could be really funny.
Yes.
It could be really funny.
So I actually cannot wait for that. But even Dave... Even Dave was like, this Lyra Tatum thing is the worst. The absolute worst. So that's tonight, everybody. WrestlingObserver.com. You can also check out video.f4wonline.com. If you're listening to this show for free, that's our members-only area. And if you love audio shows, well, there's, this is no joke, 14,000 archived podcasts dating back to 2005. That should drive you nuts. So sign up, WrestlingObserver.com. We're out of here. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.